Being a high school senior also meant thinking about college. I wound up applying to Smith and Wellesley. My mother thought I should go wherever I wanted. My father said I was free to do that, but he wouldn't pay if I went west of the Mississippi or to Radcliffe, which he heard was full of beatniks. Smith and Wellesley, which he had never heard of, were acceptable. I never visited either campus, so when I was accepted, I decided on Wellesley, based on the photographs of the campus, especially its small Lake Waban, which reminded me of Lake Winola. I arrived at Wellesley carrying my father's political beliefs and my mother's dreams, and left with the beginnings of my own. I didn't hit my stride as a student right away. My struggles with math and geology convinced me once and for all to give up on any idea of becoming a doctor or a scientist. My French professor gently told me, "Mademoiselle, your talents lie elsewhere." One snowy night during my freshman year, Margaret Clapp, then president of the college, arrived unexpectedly at my dorm, Stone Davis, which perched on the shores above Lake Waban. She came into the dining room and asked for volunteers to help her gently shake the snow off the branches of the surrounding trees so they wouldn't break under the weight. We walked from tree to tree through knee-high snow under a clear sky filled with stars, led by a strong, intelligent woman alert to the surprises and vulnerabilities of nature. She guided and challenged both her students and her faculty with the same care. I decided that night that I had found the place where I belonged. Madeleine Albright, who served as ambassador to the United Nations and Secretary of State in the Clinton administration, started Wellesley 10 years before me. I've talked with her often about the differences between her time and mine. She and her friends in the late 1950s were more overtly committed to finding a husband and less buffeted by changes in the outside world. In Madeleine's day and in mine, Wellesley emphasized service. Its Latin motto is non ministrare sed ministrare, not to be ministered unto, but to minister, a phrase in line with my own Methodist upbringing. By the time I arrived in the midst of an activist student era, many students viewed the motto as a call for women to become more engaged in shaping our lives and influencing the world around us.